Would you object if I had words with dear Elizabeth alone?
No, please don't go, you'd better stay. I'd rather not be on my own.
Don't be absurd, let him be heard. You stay and talk to Mr. Collins now without another word. Come on, my dear, let's leave them here.
Right from the day we met, I knew I wanted you to be my wife. I'm sure you know that I could offer you a most attractive life. Your life with me would be a life of constancy in every way. If you'll agree, I'll go and see your father right away. I think that's settled. There's nothing more to say.
I am most honored by your sweet proposal, but sadly it's one I reject.
When you say no, I am sure you mean yes, but you're simply too shy to accept.
That's simply not so, I really mean no. Now if you will kindly excuse me, I really must go.
I can well see it's only modesty that prompts you to refuse, when secretly I know that I'm the one that you would surely choose. I'm most encouraged by your modesty and what you've had to say. Now I intend to go and see your father right away. I'll make him see that you need me.
There is no need for a talk with my father. You'd simply be wasting your time. While I am touched by your offer of marriage, it's something that I must decline. I wish you would see, it simply can't be. I'd make you unhappy and you'd make a drudge out of me. If you're encouraged by the things I've had to say to you today, I must be rude, for I just cannot see there's any other way. Thus I conclude that there's